Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real, real talk. Talk Radio Show. Good evening. I'm coming to you live tonight from Tampa, Florida. It's your hip hop informer, your man TM Hyman. It's a tough one tonight, folks. It's 7 o'clock here in Tampa, Florida. It's 7 o'clock in Newport News, Virginia, where we're reporting the loss of a good friend, DJ Law. Wow. DJ Law was an icon in radio out in Norfolk, VA, Hampton Roads, Virginia, based out of Virginia, I'll say, icon in the country, in the world of radio. Myself and DJ Law, started like back in the mid-90s, late 90s in radio. I've been in radio for quite some time. Started off real young in radio. I was about 15 years old when I started off working for Willis Broadcasting. Moved up to WOWI Norfolk, went over me jams. Started to work with DJ Law. I hosted Sunday Flavor, and my good friend was on the Wheel of Stills. Tonight, we are honoring, and we're not trying to make this a sad show tonight, all right? Folks are going to call in from all over the country, hopefully, definitely from VA. Jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Shouts out to DJ Law, Buddha Brother number one. My man Big B, B, hold it down. Know it's tough for the radio family and all of the listeners out there in Hampton Roads and everyone who's tuned in to WOWI Norfolk 103 Jams via the internet, which is worldwide. Just shouts out and a prayer going out to the family tonight. Everybody stay strong. This is Variety Prayer. We're honoring DJ Law, Buddha Brother number one tonight. Whoa, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Protect me through
Please
my day.
Me.
As I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I
need to take.
And when I lay my head to sleep at night, I pray for your children's protection. Thinking for the best, don't you fight for me.
Pyman Radio Live. Tonight is a tribute to DJ Law. That's a prayer going out to his close family and friends. We big Law up. May he rest in peace. DJ Law, for those who may not know, was Buddha Brother number one, head honcho at WOWI Norfolk 103 Jams Radio out in Norfolk, Virginia. Law and I started the Sunday Flavor years ago, like probably in the mid to late 90s. I was just a teenager, which is interesting because no one knew that I was a teenager, but I was on the radio, and I've kind of grown up in radio. Tonight is Sunday, September 19th, 2010, and we honor the life and career of the world-famous Buddha Brother number one, DJ Law. Truly an icon in radio. Before we go any further, let's go ahead and welcome the Angels back to the show, who did an awesome job Friday night holding it down by themselves. Toya out of Delaware, Dee Dee out of Chesapeake, Virginia, and Charlotte is holding down our CeeLo tonight. What's up, ladies? Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Okay, nice job Friday night.
Thank you. Absolutely.
We got Showtime, who's trying to wager in tonight. But before we get to Showtime, just wanted, I know Toya, you may not know Law, but I know the ladies, the other ladies know Law. So I just wanted to go ahead and let you all comment before we kind of flip the script. This is not a sad show. I just didn't even realize that when I cracked this mic that I was going to go into this mode. Because, you know, I started off in radio with Law, so this is kind of eerie for me. But go right ahead.
This is CeeLo.
Oh, very melancholy.
Yeah, definitely.
I was going to say that he played a lot of people are where they are right now because of him. He brought artists that would normally work together. He brought them together. It's like he's going to be missed, and whoever comes behind him has some real big shoes to fill. And I just want to give my peace and blessings to the family and to everybody, you know, that's affected, period, regardless where you are in the world, because I'm quite sure it's more than the Hampton Roads area, you know, that's being affected by this loss.
Absolutely. Worldwide, when I say worldwide, I know people use that phrase loosely, but, I mean, the Buddha Brothers are absolutely international. You know, you couldn't have come through, you know, Hampton Roads. You couldn't play your music on, you know, 103 Jams, which is still the number one radio station in the region, without knowing the Buddha Brothers, without knowing DJ Law. DJ Law actually moved from a weekend DJ, you know, from a midday slot, you know, to the morning show to becoming the actual program director, which is hella awesome as far as just moving up in the ranks, you know. So, you know, this is a loss. This is a loss for radio. Dee Dee, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that my condolences definitely goes out to his wife, family, his parents. I was just saying I listened to the Buddha Brothers every day because I'm in my truck all the time, especially in the morning, and I just love them. I do, and it was to hear the news. It's mind blowing, and not only that, just because of a conversation that CeeLo and I was having just last night, or like 12 o'clock this morning. I mean, it's just mind blowing, and but he definitely you know, was a pioneer. He, you know, was big in the community. We really thank him. I really love when he does when the Buddha Brothers get together and do the Seven Cities Tour, and they do the Ronald McDonald House charity at the different McDonald's for 7 weeks. Yeah, I love that. I'm definitely going to miss that. And I know they just had another tragedy like 3 years ago with Mike Lord, another part of the Buddha Brothers. So, you know, you know, it's going. I'm praying for Big D and the rest of the cast and the show and everything. And I know everything's going to be all right. So, and
absolutely.
Love
absolutely.
And prayers go up to his mom and dad and everybody. So.
No doubt. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's Sunday, September 19th, and tonight we are honoring Buddha Brother Number 1, DJ Law from WOWI Norfolk 103 Jams in Hampton Roads, Virginia. Law passed away this morning. I believe he passed away from a stroke. I'm not sure of all of the specifics. Again, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. We're going to pick up the pace of this show. And on the other side of this joint right here from Showtime, we have Showtime the Great off of his second win from 106 in Park this Friday night. Folks, this is a new one. It's an old one, but it's a new one. Showtime the Great, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Gino, I'm about to blow, about to blow, I'm about to blow, about to blow, I'm about to blow, about to blow. Hey, hey, this here is truly unique. You gotta move to the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat. Hey, this here is truly unique. You gotta move to the beat, you can't stay glued to your seat.
Gino,
I'm about to blow, I'm about to blow.
It's your teeth on the beat. Here I go, I'm getting dope, and that's for sure, and that's for sure. It's going down like you never seen before. You mean to tell me?
Your man T.M. Hyman, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight we're honoring the icon in radio, my man DJ Law. But before we continue that conversation, folks, give it up for Showtime the Great off of his second win, 106 in Park. Dude, you had me nervous, man.
Yeah. You had that first round.
Yeah, man.
You had me nervous, man.
Yeah. You know, stuff be going on, man, in the studio before we get on camera, man. So, you know.
Hey, tell me this, because where was old boy from? I heard you
from,
about 50 Tyson.
He was from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay. So take us back. Maybe 45 minutes, half an hour prior to the actual battle on Friday. What was your mind state?
Well, let me take you back a little bit further than that, and that ain't going to take but another minute.
Go for it. It's your time.
The night before before I went up there, I went to the Norfolk airport to pick up the rental car, and they were sold out. So I said, well, how am I going to get up there? Because I ain't really want to drive my car, but I said I'd do it at the end of the day. So I said, well, let me call the Newport News airport. They were sold out. So it's about 12:30 a.m., and I had to be up there at noon. So I'm still in Norfolk at 12:30. So I go to the gas
station, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I said, I'm going to go to the gas station, and I'm going to go ahead and get me some gas, fill my car, and I'm going to go ahead and drive my car. I go in, pay for the gas. This is real talk, man. I come out the gas station, my tire going flat. I'm talking, the air is just going out of the tire, man. So I say, man, what am I going to do? So I drive home, get home, put the donut on the car, and cut my finger in the process. So now I'm bleeding. I ain't got no, I don't know what I'm going to drive or whatever. So I called around a couple of my peoples, ended up getting the car, got up there, walked straight into the building, you know, hooked up with dude or whatever, holler at them. Now, the thing about the beat was this. I told, they was asking us what beats to play, and we was like, yo, that's not even a battle beat for real, man. Like, that BMF Rick Ross jam, I'm like, I don't even want to hear that, man. So I was telling Pro Style to speed the beat
we
up.
We was saying that ourselves. We was
conversation
yesterday, that wasn't even a battle beat.
It won't, and I was like, he asked us, like, yo, you want this beat or that beat? The beat, we told him he even throw that on. So it kind of caught me off guard, you know, and it just was like, I said, well, he ain't really spitting in the hot round, first round anyway, so I already know I'm going to kill him second round. So I just went ahead and got through it, basically, you know, and waited for the second beat to come on. And when he dropped that We Steady Mobbing beat, I knew it was a rap right then. So, you know.
You came back. You came back with the ill. I was like, yes,
we win. Yeah, you know, I'm going 5 weeks, man. It ain't gonna be no problem. You know, this I was kind of glad it happened that way too, because I was like, you know, I need the audience to go with me with the 5 weeks. You feel me? So, you know, I always got to have a little adversity in there, a little teeny bit to keep the people with you. But I know I regained everybody's confidence after the second round. So, you know, we got the title still in office.
Yeah,
gained our confidence. Confidence back. What do you think?
Yeah.
Your feet swinging while you sit on the curb.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, a little short dude. Ain't nothing wrong with being short, but you know, I had to get him with that one, bro. So this week, I don't know. They got a couple guys. They give you a couple guys that you know you might be balanced. So you just got to kind of prepare for two, three guys, and whoever you find out when you get there, you got to be ready for them. You know what I mean? So
no doubt.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Go ahead. I would say that DJ lost them. I said that's wild, bro.
Oh man, it got me hurt, man. My feelings, man. It's so hurt, dude. I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable, man. We've lost an icon, dude. An icon in radio, man.
Definitely, bro. For real, I heard that, man. I see it. Boy, I say, man, yeah, man. So my condolences go out to his family, man. I know it's a hard time for him right now, but everything will be all right with him. God got him, bro.
And that's it, man. That's it, folks. I just say this, you know. I mean, life is short, you know.
Yeah.
You got to live life to the fullest. And the one thing I can say about Law, Law's been around, you know, he's been around, you know. And he did what his heart with his heart led him to do, you know, and you know, we just hate to see people that we care about go away so soon. He was still young, you know, but folks, we got to do the right thing, get ourselves lined up, because when this life is over, you know, you want to know that you did the right thing.
Yeah,
you just tuned into the show tonight. It's Sunday, September 19th. We got Showtime, the 106 Park Freestyle Friday winner, week number two. We want 5 weeks, folks.
Uh-huh.
I have questions for you. I know CeeLo might have a question or two for you.
Yeah.
Man, look, I'm telling you. Well, first of all, I'm gonna give props to Terrence again for calling it, though. You know, Terrence in 106, and he was like, "Nah, y'all ain't come hard," you know.
Yeah,
and
man.
Garbage track. The track is beautiful.
Yeah.
However, that was it. Improper platform for that song.
Yeah. There we go.
Like, don't do that ever. I hope he don't ever do that again. I'm probably taking a lot of flack for that one.
Yeah,
you did a good job, though. Thank you for coming through. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm gonna come through. I'm a vet. So I'm gonna hold it down. My back against the wall.
You gotta give more things to do, sir. Yeah, you gotta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have plans to make.
Yeah, it's about to go down. Couple label A&R holler at me already and shot me some tracks and everything. So.
I got a phone call yesterday. Somebody telling me that Timbaland reached out to you.
Yeah, yep, sure did. So
that's what's good. Big things, big props to you, my dude. Thanks for repping Park Place, repping Hampton Roads like you do it. Well, what's the one thing? Because you know you got haters out there, right? I had to shut a couple down on my Facebook page. Haters never win. But what's the one thing you want your haters to know and everybody else out there don't know about Showtime?
Showtime is Showtime. I stand on my own 2 feet. I represent me. I go with what my heart tells me to do. And for all the naysayers, all the doubters, they fuel me to do what I'm doing, you know. So I just say keep hating and your life will be what your life is. And you helping mine out, so do what you do. I appreciate it.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
Hey, definitely got to appreciate the haters. Hey, hang out with us, man, as long as you can. We will check back with you next Sunday night off of your third win. We're going to speak it in advance. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Man, Showtime the Great, 106 in Park, Freestyle Friday winner, week number 2, folks. Show them some love. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is the number. We're going to open up the lines to folks who want to call in and just shout out my man, DJ Law, for whatever, you know, however he impacted your life. I got Scotty that's standing by out of Newport News. That's Denby, Virginia. Newport News, Denby. That's the hometown of DJ Law. Coming up right now after this, we got he's coming up after this joint. This is Dollar Bills, Hack Army, TM Hyman Radio Live.
This is a HAC exclusive.
I'm on a money mission. They think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player, tell me what am I missing?
I got an eye for the dollar bill. I'm keepin' busy, I ain't got a lot of time to chill. I'm on a mission to bypass and up in the high class. And I fly straight like shot glass. Born a money getter, I'm like a cash cow. So if you ain't with my vision, homie, your ass out. Where the money yet? Put out them 760s. I'm in the circle with whipping the whip, no less than 50. Just got 100 pounds, nigga, it's going down. Forget your problems and women that got you moping around. I'm trying to stay on top like toothpaste. Red and white gridstones look like Kool-Aid. 15 flat on new shades, rocking on one time, that's flat out 2K. You with the program, you still back in the day. They used to do it for the love, I rock to get paid. That's in your face, it ain't the floss, boy. It's to let you know what I touch, to off, boy. I'm on a money mission, they think I'm fucking tripping. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player, tell me what am I missing. I'm on a money mission, they think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at my Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine.
917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Tonight we are honoring the life and the career of the world-famous Buddha Brother number 1, my homie, DJ Law. I hosted Sunday Flavor while DJ Law back in the days controlled the Wheel of Stills. Wow, we're going to truly miss this icon in radio. I want to open up the mic to my man Scotty calling out of Denby tonight. Scotty actually setting the record straight with exactly what took place, because I shared that Law had a stroke, and Scotty just confirmed that that's actually not the case. Welcome to the show, Scotty.
What's going on, family? How you doing tonight?
What's good, man? I'm not doing good tonight, man. This is not a good night for me at all, brother.
Nah, not a good one down this way neither. Actually, DJ Law passed away this afternoon at 4:43 from a heart attack. For everybody to know, man, that dude, him and Big B worked extra hard. thing real hard, and they dropped a lot of weight. So, you know, down here, I was born and raised downtown Newport News, and them dudes were like, they were like Jay-Z to us down here, you know, because they were the ones that pretty much brought real hip-hop to us. In this area where all the other radio stations back in the early 90s, mid-90s, wouldn't really give us that kind of music. 10 o'clock at night on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you turn on 102.9, and them dudes would just go in to 1 in the morning. Definitely legends in this area, definitely. And I use my cell phone to text a few people, and, I mean, they were coming back like the wind. So, you know, I want to send my condolences to his family, first off. They always say that God picked the best ones to take first, and when he go out in the garden and pick them flowers, he take the most beautiful ones, so he took a good one that time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Scotty, I appreciate your call tonight. Are you actually from Denby?
I'm actually from Denby. I'm from Newport News, but I'm from downtown Newport News.
Okay.
Denby area is like maybe 10, 15 minutes, a little bit further up. But them cats, man, you know, I can remember times where they did stuff at schools and everything up and down Newport News. And they definitely rep Hampton Roads area 100%.
Absolutely.
Yes. So we definitely lost a big one that time.
Yeah, definitely. Shouts out to Angie B and the fam Law. Man, the Law has impacted a lot of lives. Big B, man, my prayers are with you, brother. This has been a rough few years.
Because this isn't the first time that this thing happened at the station. And, you know, that one I heard going to work that morning at like 5:30. So, you know, and Law was on the radio 5 o'clock that morning talking about the death of the other member on the Buddha Brothers morning show at the time. So,
right.
You know, definitely hearing his voice go through that and trying to console everybody at the time, you know, it's a different good human being. It just wasn't about the music. He was about the community as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Scotty, thanks for your call tonight, man. You can hang out with us as long as you want to. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, definitely. I just want to say when I first got on, they heard it y'all are down in Florida, and y'all are all the way down there, hours away from us, and for y'all to be, you know, taking the time to set y'all show aside for him tonight, that really shows his impact not only in this area but everywhere. So, you know, just – from us up this way, we just want to tell y'all thank you.
Well, we would appreciate it, man. You know, that's my family, dude. I started off in radio up there in Hampton Roads. And on this, you know, this show, you got, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina. You got VA. You got Delaware. You got
right.
Me hosting the base out of Tampa, Florida, man. But, you know, we absolutely got love for the 103 fam, you know, and all of the listeners up there in Virginia. We share the same pain when it comes to DJ Law. So I appreciate you, Scotty.
No doubt. Thank you much.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's Sunday, September 19th, and it's a tribute to DJ Law, Buddha Brother number one, my homeboy. This was an icon in radio, radio out the station, 103 Jams, WOWI, Norfolk, VA. You can't go through Virginia without listening to 103 Jams at some point, you know. And again, you know, he said it, you know, God picked a good one out of the garden that time.
Yeah.
Nice way to look at it. Nice
Most
way
definitely.
To look at it, folks.
Yeah.
We're going to keep the music going. Coming up here shortly, we have our finance segment from Toya coming out of Delaware tonight. But this is Loving You No More. Diddy. Dirty Money, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's featuring Drake.
So hard to breathe, the air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for,
said we got the painted pink, and the pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink, and you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time it's just suspicious I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir, and that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do, since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you, but you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before, and if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Today is why you need a will. And the question that I have for all of the listeners is, do you have a will? The statistics show that less than 70% of Americans have a will. And a lot of people will ask, well, do I actually need a will? There are three questions that you can ask yourself. First one being, do you care who gets your property if you die? Secondly, do you care who gets your money if you die? And third, do you care who is appointed guardian of your minor child or your children if you die? If you answer yes to any of those questions, then you definitely need a will. A lot of people are under the assumption that you have to be wealthy or rich to require a will. And regardless of how little or how much money you have, a will ensures that whatever personal belongings you do have and any assets that you have, they'll go to the family or beneficiaries that you designate. Because guess what? If you don't tell them what you want, then with your personal belongings and with your money, then the court will make the decisions for you. So it's definitely a thing that you do need to have, especially if you have children or if you have any stake in a business that you have your name on. The first thing that people will ask is, do I need a lawyer? And for most people, a will is really easy to produce, and you can actually do it yourself using legal software. I can recommend one. It's called Quicken Willmaker Plus. It's made by Nolo Press, and it's only about $50. So in addition to creating a standard will, it also helps you to create a living will, a living trust, a bypass trust, financial power of attorney, and other legal forms, which are sometimes things that you need to have in addition to a standard will. Now, if you have a more complicated estate or you're not comfortable with creating your own will, then you definitely will want to consult a lawyer because they may be able to answer more questions or handle your paperwork and things of that sort for you. You don't need a lot of information to get started. You just need to make sure first you need to find out who or discuss with the other, your spouse or the other parent, who would be appointed the guardian if you have a minor child and who would actually be appointed as the executor to administer money to that child if you pass away. So that's something that you need to definitely speak with your spouse about or the parent of the child about. And then you also want to speak with the person that you would like to become that child's guardian because you definitely wouldn't want that sprung on them out of the middle of nowhere, especially when it's that time, if someone dies, that's something that you don't want to have thrown on you, but something that you've already been prepared for. So just keep that in mind. Another thing you need to make sure you have together, especially when you're talking about having your property distributed to different people, is make sure you have all of your information together, names and addresses, birth dates for you, your spouse, your children, any proposed guardians or executors of your estate, Any amount of all of your debts, including mortgages, car loans, student loans, business loans, credit card accounts, and things of that sort. And make sure you have copies of any existing wills, trusts, divorce decrees, any prenuptial agreements, and any other legal documents that might affect your will. Make sure your list of assets include anything about real estate, your savings, including bank accounts, CDs, or money markets, your investments, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or CDs, any life insurance policies, your 401k, or any other type of retirement information, any annuities from your life insurance, your ownership interest in a business is very important, anything that has to do with personal property, cars, boats, planes, any other types of vehicles, any collectibles, and any other personal property. Once you have all of that information together, when you actually use your software, it will be a lot easier to sit down in front of the computer, plug in the info, and actually create your will. And then once you create your will, then it will also give you steps on what you have to do as far as having that will signed and things of that sort so that it is actually a legal document. So just keep in mind that a will is not just for people that are rich or wealthy, but anyone who has a child, most importantly, or has any type of business or assets or savings, anything that has to do with your money or property, you definitely need a will. So if something happens unexpectedly, your things will go to whom you want them to go to and not who the court say to go to. So just keep that in mind. And again, if you're not comfortable with creating your own will, then you can consult a lawyer. They're not too expensive, but $50 for the software to create yourself is actually a lot less expensive than if you do go to a lawyer. But just keep in mind, it's always important to have a will so everyone knows what your plans are if something is to happen. And make sure that everyone in your family that you're close to has access to the will and they know where to find the information if something is to happen.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
That was called Me from Izzy. It is 2:47 a.m. tomorrow in Baghdad. It's 8:47 p.m. in Rio de Janeiro. It's 7:47 p.m. here in Tampa, Florida, with my co-host CeeLo, DD, and Toya. Oh, man, 103 Jams radio personality DJ Law dies. Wavy Channel 10 is reporting, wavy.com. DJ Law, the popular morning show personality from 103 Jams, dies Sunday, according to the station's website. A banner on the website of the station reads, 103 Jams will forever miss Lawrence Cool DJ Law Brown. Law was born March 5th, 1970, and passed away today. Law was 40 years old. I actually put him in his mid-40s, which is, you know, that much more tragic because he was only 40 years old. And, you know, worked as, you know, a part-time air personality, but also was an administrator there at 103 Jams. He will be greatly, greatly missed. One of my most favorite moments, probably several favorite moments, outside of actually working with Law on that Sunday Flavor show that we used to host. I used to host. He used to spin. He was the DJ on the show. But the Jams Fest, and I know Jams Fest, I'm not sure if Jams Fest still goes on in Virginia or not. Does it?
I don't know.
Does Jams Fest concerts still happen out there?
No. Jams Fest? No.
Okay. Well, I know it was several years since I've heard of one. But those were my favorite times, actually hosting the Jams Fest concerts with the DJs out there in Virginia. Folks, this is tragic, you know, but regardless, we're honoring the life and the career of the world-famous Buddha Brother Number One, DJ Law, icon in radio. 917-889-3926 is the number if you want to weigh in, you know, share your perspectives or just shout out, you know, for whatever reason. You know, the line is open to you tonight. We had Scotty, and I appreciate Scotty calling in from Newport News, which is Law's hometown out there in Virginia, clarifying the fact that he actually passed away this evening at 4:55 from a heart attack. So please scrap, you know, the report at the top of the show in reference to him passing this a.m. Over a stroke. As news feeds come in to me from that area, I want to make sure that we're not providing incorrect information. Again, you know, shout out to family and close friends of Cool DJ Law, Lawrence Brown, and his brother, Big B, who has to be really, really going through right now. But God is more than able, my friend, and he will make it okay. Ladies, again, awesome job Friday night to you all for holding it down. I went back and listened to the podcast from beginning to end. And kudos to y'all. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Thank you.
No doubt. I heard y'all talking about, you know, booting me off the show and doing that more often. And I'm not mad.
You know, at least once, you know.
I'm not mad at all.
We didn't know how it was
going to. That was a real good. It turned out fine. It turned out really,
yeah.
Really nice. Toya, that was a real good report talking about wills and just preparing for death. I think, you know, no one wants to think about it, but the reality is we all got to fly away at some point, right? And the question is, you know, what have we done in this here life? If you, like DJ Law, you know, you've impacted a lot of people, and a lot of people can actually, you know, a lot of people are grieving because of that impact. You know, you don't want to pass away and nobody miss you.
Right.
You know, you want to be known for something. So my question is, what have you done in this lifetime, my friends and my family out there in Radio Land? What have you done? If you haven't done anything, get out and do something. Help somebody. Don't always be looking to be blessed. Get out there and be a blessing.
Yes. And yeah, that was good, Toy, because I was sitting there, like, while you were talking, I started writing, like, okay, I know what I could leave my daughter, but then, like, when I actually, who knows when they're really going to pass? And who do you know that's going to be alive? You know, you don't know who's going to be alive when you die. You know, so it's like, that's a, I don't know if that sounds crazy to y'all, but Like, I thought
that was not, well, it was weird. It might not have been crazy, but it was weird.
Right. Well,
no, I understand what you're saying as far as, like,
yeah,
who would take over, yeah, help with your child or what have you. And I was actually going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow as far as appointing guardianship and things of that sort. But there was one big thing that I missed in the report that I just want to add, and that's funeral preparations. No one really wants to think about that, you know, whether you would want to be cremated or if you would actually want to be buried or, you know, where your plot is going to be. And a lot of funeral homes nowadays offer programs. You can set all of that up in advance, and it's nothing for your family or friends to have to worry about. If you die an untimely death, they can actually just go by what you already had set and planned for. So that's another thing that you can do. And then they don't have to worry about the money portion of it either, because you can pay on it in advance. So that's another thing to think of.
Insurance is something that my family has always really, really been big on. And it's unfortunate because, well, it's fortunate that we were educated on the importance of insurance early, and it's kind of like a generational thing. But it's unfortunate that so many people, not only do they not know the importance of insurance, they flat out just don't have insurance. And it's nothing worse than a loved one passing away unexpectedly and then family members having to scrape and scrap and borrow and steal to put their loved one in the ground. Folks, I'm here to tell you, insurance is a powerful, powerful thing, because at the end of the day, people are already grieving with the fact that they've lost a loved one. They don't need to be grieving and stressed out trying to figure out how they're going to bury you. Okay, anyone that's 18 or over, you really should be inquiring about insurance, asking about insurance, trying to work to get some type of insurance plan in place, you know, because let me tell you something. It's not free to put people in the ground. It ranges anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000, and that's on the cheap end, to put you in the ground. When you talk about the funeral, the actual, you know, the coffin and all of these things, again, we don't like to talk about it. Specifically in the African-American community, we don't like to talk about death. But I'm going to tell you something that's called preparation. You got to prepare, because no one lives, you know, on this earth forever. You know, there may be eternal life, but you don't live forever on this earth. And at some point, you should start planning, you know, so that when it's time to go, you can go right and it's not a stress on your family. Here's one. It's called Take You Higher, TMG. We'll keep the conversation going as we honor DJ Law, Buddha Brother Number One, WOWI 103 Jams Radio Icon out in Virginia. All right? TMG, Take You Higher, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Let me take you from your map for a while.
Radio Live. It is 7:59 in Newport News, Virginia, as we represent and really pay homage to the life and career of Buddha Brother Number One, DJ Law, Lawrence Brown. Died 40 years old today. Heart attack, 4:55. Tragedy for family, friends, listeners throughout Virginia, really throughout the country. Law has worked for 103 Jams really for as long as I can remember. We started off doing Sunday Flavor. He was already a DJ when I actually came to the station and started to actually host Sunday Flavor. It was a 4-hour program that we hosted every evening. Actually, I think it probably went from 12 noon or like 1 o'clock up until like 5 o'clock. So it was a little longer longer than 4 hours. And he taught me really everything there was to know about music at that time. I was probably about 15, but I always looked mature for my age. So, you know, I was able to get a job in radio when folks had no idea that I really was not even legal. I shouldn't have been even working in radio. But I got an opportunity, and I held it down until I went on to do some other things. But, oh, my goodness, cannot believe that DJ Law is no longer with us. We will truly miss you, Law. Again, icon in radio. May God bless the family and the close friends. Big B, you know, Angie, you know, my heart goes out to you. But God knows best. God does not make any mistakes. It's Sunday, September 19th. We are paying homage to cool DJ Law, Lawrence Brown, who passed away at the age of 40 today. Ladies, never, ever a good thing for anybody to pass away. But we know God doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah. I just wanted. I was looking at the site, and actually, because this is actually where I got from, because I posted on Facebook a couple of hours ago, but the official on air announcement was done at 4:43 p.m. He had already passed prior to that time.
Gotcha.
That's the 4:43 was the
That's
time.
That's the posting time. Gotcha.
Right, that they actually had, because I listened to it. Because you know you can go online and listen to the radio station. So I listened
right.
to it. Yeah. It makes you feel quiet. You know, it's like, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You can look back in remembrance, but it also should fuel us to move forward so
Absolutely.
That he's not, you know, so nothing that he did was in vain, you know, so everyone who looked up to him has to keep pushing forward, you know what I'm saying? Don't let this, don't let his passing, you know what I'm saying, stop you from moving.
Absolutely. I know that I've misquoted a few things. I know some things have changed there at the radio station. I really hadn't kept up, so I wasn't sure if I said program director earlier, which was incorrect. I meant music director. I think he was still the music director. I could be wrong in reference to that, but I do know that he was an air personality as well as an administrator. In some way, shape, or form. I know there was a lot of changes, so I'm not sure, if, you know, what the capacity was. However, he was a prominent figure, you know, for Wowie, 103 Jams there in Norfolk. Folks, 917-889-3926 is the number. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Someone said melancholy. I think that's probably the better word. A melancholy show tonight. We're just not, you know, all that excited. You know, I'm really just not myself tonight. Although I want to appreciate and big up Showtime the Great for his win on 106 and Park Friday night. Again, he had me a little nervous with that first round, but came back and ripped it in round two. So we're going to be watching and rooting you on, my brother, again this week as you go for your third win. But talk to me about persistence. The brother said he had all kind of obstacles trying to keep him from getting up to New York in the studios. But he got there right in time to go right on the air, and it doesn't get any better than that. Freestyle Friday, 106 and Park.
Good deal.
Yes, he did a really good job. I really think he redeemed himself in that second round, especially when he said, "You say your name is Flame, but if you drop the F, then you're really just a lame." I think that kind of sealed the deal for him. It kind of showed he was actually freestyling, and it wasn't a written rhyme. Sometimes, you know, you get a lot of people who say they're freestyling and it's a written rhyme, but I think that was the turning point for him.
Yeah. That last line. You know, about the feet swinging from the curb, I was like,
"No rap." Back to like 1980 something with like double dutch in the middle of the street. Like, I'm serious. Like, that's where my mind went when he said that. I was like, "Oh, that's why we were outside on that."
Right.
Playing the dozen.
Oh man, folks, if you have not identified your purpose in life. You know, what are you waiting for? It's time to get it cracking. You know, what are you here for? What have you done? Whose life have you impacted? You know, most of us are always running around looking for a handout, looking for somebody to bless us. Again, you know, we are made to be a blessing. Stop looking for a handout, looking for somebody to do something for you. Do something for somebody. You know, the one thing that I know about DJ Law was a good dude inside and out. You know, I hadn't worked with Law in years, but every time I saw Law, every time I would come back in the area, it was like we were still working together. That's the kind of love that he showed me. And it wasn't just, you know, love for me. That's the kind of love he showed everybody that he actually came into contact with, you know. And those are the kind of people that people miss. You know, you don't want your life, you know, to be a life that nobody misses you when you're gone. You know, don't get me wrong. Life goes on, and, you know, out of sight, out of mind. But, you know, there's some people that when you stop and pause and you think about them real hard, you know, you start to tear up, and they've been gone off this earth, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20 years. And you still, you know, you still kind of get that feeling. Just thinking about them because they impacted your life in such a great way. Again, Buddha Brother number one, we rest in peace, my brother. We will love and miss you. You are absolutely an icon in radio, repping VA in a major way, not just in the United States, but I think across the world. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight we are paying homage. And you can too, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is Dawn Rashad featuring Trina. It's called Bottles. Pop 'em. TM Hyman Radio Live.
I'm bowls in the air. 35 seconds, spot down, yeah. These girls hold you up. Me, I'm holding my AKA bad bitches. Who I'm the mother. The wine in my cup, three shots of Patron. Have no need, I call the cab home. I'm filling up my cup, I ain't doing nothing wrong. Everybody's on the top, still six in the morning.
Hammond Radio Live. That was Dawn Rashad featuring Trina Bottles. This is CeeLo coming out of Charlotte with our entertainment and national news. CeeLo, what you got?
Good afternoon in the morning time, people. Sunday evening, the 19th. Your entertainment news for today. I want to start with Paris Hilton. We were talking about her Friday. She pretty much got out of her drug charge. They told her that, you know, they could that she could plead guilty to, like, a misdemeanor on the drug charges, right, and to lying to the police. And then she won't face any jail time, which is really ridiculous to me. But then her other option is to pay $5,000 fine and then just still be on probation. I don't know. I need money like that to be able to be able to move like that. The only thing she did get, though, she was banned from, like, the Wynn properties in Las Vegas. That was really ridiculous. But then next,
yeah, it definitely takes big money to be able to make moves like that. Trust me.
I'm telling you, I can't
but
wait.
But see, understand her people's all. I mean, it's a lot of Hilton hotels in Vegas, though.
Exactly. And they love the people who bring the money, who generate the money. So, you know,
that's
I guess
right.
She'll.
That's right.
She'll be an untouchable. Yeah, with a purse. I don't know. Okay, so look.
I see if we can get Paris Hilton on this show. I'm going to try to really step out on them, get Paris Hilton on this show. I want to talk to Paris.
Paris Hilton and 50 Tyson. But look.
Exactly.
Speaking of 50, the real one. Young Buck is suing 50 for $5 million. I mean, even though he got out of deal with G-Unit, you know, after he filed bankruptcy, he is still trying to get his affairs in order. He is going to sue 50 Cent for $5 million. I don't know how that's gonna work out. I don't know.
I have to watch 50's tweets because I know 50 gonna be cussing all over the place on his on Twitter about.
We'll know the day he gets the papers. But look, in good news though, we're gonna go down south on this one. Master P's 14-year-old daughter, she is coming into the music business, and I listened to the song she had, "Daddy, I'm a Rock Star." I actually like it. I mean, if y'all get a chance to check it out. Check out Daddy, I'm a Rock Star, and I think her name is Symphonique Miller. Yeah, Symphonique Miller. I don't know. But look, outside of that, that's like the most upbeat news I could find for today. So y'all have a beautiful evening, and thank you for listening to my rants and raves.
To your rants and raves. CeeLo coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. Thank you, CeeLo.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
We're back, TM Hyman Radio Live, honoring the life of Lawrence DJ Law Brown, born March 5th, 1970, passed away today. And we definitely honor his life and career as Buddha Brother Number One at WOWI Norfolk 103 Jams Radio in Norfolk, Virginia. I am your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. It is 8:18 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 8:18 in Norfolk, VA. It is 9:18 a.m. tomorrow in Tokyo. Regardless of where you are in the world, you are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. And that was Asher Buck. It's called Without You, that smoothed-out jazzy joint on this Sunday, September 19th. I'm about to say June. I'm tripping.
Wow.
Man, I'm all discombobulated in here this evening, but it's okay. We are alive. We are here.
Yeah.
Lord,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
With CeeLo out of Charlotte, North Carolina, with Ms. Willingham out of Chesapeake, Virginia, and Toya out of Newcastle, Delaware. We got the
East Coast
on lock this evening. Again, shouts to you angels for holding it down Friday night. That's what's cracking.
Anytime. Not a problem at all. We have fun. Cutting
yeah.
up. Freestyle right. Friday. Minus the battle, but we have fun talking right. about any and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, folks, this Monday, tomorrow, we are going to pick up with our battle from Friday night so we don't lose traction. J Truth versus Frank Nitti tomorrow night right here, TM Hyman Radio Live, 10 p.m. You can check out the show every Sunday from 7 to 9, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 12. It is TM Hyman Radio Live, one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network. J Truth, Frank Nitti, battling it tomorrow. CeeLo, that's not going to be a problem, right?
I don't see it to be a problem, sir, but I can definitely confirm that by tomorrow.
It. As long as you don't see it to be a problem, that means it's not going to be a problem.
Exactly, Mundo, sir.
That's what's up. God bless the friends and the family of DJ Law. You know, my hearts and my prayers go out to each and every one of you. That was definitely, that was our brother, that was our loved one, and he's truly going to be missed. What was, Didi, you said you listened to the Buddha Brothers Morning Show every morning in VA. What was your favorite part of the show?
Let me see. Ooh, I got so many. I guess I would have to narrow it down and say when Angus Black does his segment. It's
hilarious, isn't he?
Yes. I used to love Mike Lord's segment. Oh my God, when he does like the hood. I forgot what the name of it was, but it was a ghetto segment. But it was real good. And then Angus Black when he did What Part of the Game Is That? I like that. I like answering the questions for Brain Busters. I don't ever call in, but I be knowing the answers when they ask and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I loved it when they did the Seven Cities tour every year. It's like I always look forward to when they did Seven Cities or when they came to, whenever I lived in Norfolk or when they was coming to a McDonald's that I was near or when I moved to Chesapeake and started working in Portland and they came to a McDonald's that I was near there. So it was just good just to see them doing good in the hood, good in the community. And, I mean, he was just a good dude. I love that show, the chemistry, him, Big B, excuse me. The old crew, if you're from here, Pavar, Rick G's, and then, you know, the new crew, Angus Black and Miss 103 Jams and Big B and everybody, you know, and, of course, Mike Lord. So I just he was just a good dude, a good leader. He was just an all-around a good person. I didn't know him personally, but, again, just from him being on the radio show, just from me, you know, seeing and hearing what he's doing in the community, how he's impacting people, it just had an impact on me to see another brother. And I'm going to tell you one thing I really loved about him, and he didn't even know this, but he was never, never once, the word I'm looking for is embarrassed by the fact that his mom and dad were interracial. His dad was black, his mom was white, and they were the first couple to be photographed and put in the paper as an interracial couple in Maryland over like some 30-odd maybe 40 years ago. They just had a wedding anniversary, and he always bigged them up on the radio show, and I thought that was just the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He helped a lot of people to broaden their perspectives and open their minds to a lot of different things. And I think the interracial thing definitely was one of them. You know, I mean, a lot of people get caught up, and I'm sure as an interracial child, he went through a lot growing up, you know. So, you know, it actually put him in a position to where he was able to speak out of real-time experiences. If you remember, you know, if you think back to the show, you know, Law was very astute. He was really he knew about politics. He even though he wasn't a politician and never wanted to lobby to be one, but he was very astute when it came to, you know, the things in the community and trying to educate others on different perspectives. And even when it came to religion, I loved the way he always took a position on religion. You didn't know whether he, you know, believed or not, but he never infringed and he never let you infringe on what he was believing. So when you say he was a leader, you know, absolutely. And he took advantage of the platform in a positive way and impacted a lot of folks. Folks, if you just tuned into this show, it's Sunday, September 19th, and tonight we are honoring the life and career of the world-famous Buddha Brother number one, DJ Law. Lawrence Cool DJ Law Brown passed away today at the age of 40. He was an air personality, 103 Jams, as well as an administrator, and just DJ extraordinaire. I am aware of instances where they would get off of the radio after doing a four-hour shift, and then they would do two and three parties in one night.
Yeah.
In one night. They would go from a club on the south side to a club on the peninsula to an after party after the club on the peninsula. That's yeah. How popular and how busy they were. DJ Law, it was reported, passed away today from a heart attack at the age of 40. He will be greatly, greatly missed. It is 8:25 here in Tampa, Florida. It's 5:25 in San Diego, California. Wherever you are in the world, you are tuned to Team Hyman Radio Live. We have our health and wellness segment coming up here shortly. Hey, ladies, I want to let you know I am in the midst of trying to confirm a health and wealth cruise hosted by TM Hyman Radio Live for next July. We're sailing to the Bahamas.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I got my, yeah.
So, folks, stay tuned. Again, TM Hyman Radio Live is taking you on the high seas. We are sailing to the Bahamas. We're looking to make this happen next July. You're going to get some information in the next couple of weeks, maybe within the next month or so. So, you know, prepare. Health and wealth on the seas. A lot of special invited guests. So come on and network, you know, and, you know, get ready to hit the seas with us. TM Hyman Radio Live, health and wealth on the seas, headed to the Bahamas again in July. So more information there. If you have music or if you have any show ideas for us, hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Wow.
Oh,
what a
yeah,
day.
Man. Look. And you know what? They were always involved, like in like I remember going to like a lot of the open mics. Like, do you know Abyss is? She's like a dope female MC, and she her name is Abyss. She's
no,
from
I've never heard of that.
Well, yeah, she's from Newport.
Never
News.
Heard.
Yeah, she
okay.
She would host a lot of like open mics in over there on the on that south side. And, the peninsula, I apologize. And, you know, they would come out to, like, the open mics. And even, like, the award shows in the Hampton Roads area, we had those, and they came out. And they always show support, you know, to, like, independent artists and people who really were going for theirs and still going for theirs.
Yeah, they showed a lot of love to local artists in Hampton Roads, period. You know, I know myself and Big B, me and Big B, we produced a series of shows, actually the last few shows that we were doing was right before I actually moved from Virginia to Florida. We were doing a lot of things out at Blakely's, and it was all about promoting new artists, you know, all about promoting new artists. So, you know, these brothers, we were tight for a long time, and regardless of, you know, where I moved to, where what I was doing, I would fall off the scene, you know, to be doing other stuff. But whenever I came back, whenever we crossed paths, it was like we had never been apart. And again, you know, when you have those kind of relationships, you cherish them. So again, DJ Law, you will be sorely missed, my brother. Folks, we have just a few minutes left in the show, about 30 minutes to be exact, left in the show. If you have feedback, comments, you can feel free, 917-889-3926. Again, 917-889-3926. This is a new one called For the Record. Up next, we have our health and wellness segment. Again, For the Record, TM Hyman Radio Live. Check it out.
What up, percussion? Chips. Take digital for the record. Birthmark for the record. Just for the record, people start running their mouth, talking reckless, when they know that's not what they about. For the record, if I say I believe, I did it, so don't come talking like your head won't be splitted. For the record, I've been in the studio with those you listen to, and they just as fake as you. And for the record, I'm the best there is, and will be the best there was. You don't believe me, just listen to the record. I wanna lay a couple things down. Number one is that I don't play around. Number two, if you heard it and it wasn't for me, then 9 times out of 10, it wasn't true. Number three, I'm a hustler, money by all means, that means no service for free. Number four, keep my name out of your mouth. That ain't healthy for you unless you wanna start a war. For the record, take one of the realest in the lucky old square, 704, and I ain't gotta sweat. Keep on kidding till you make me bet. If you make me pull them, then it's truth or dare. I promise if you gave it the best shot, you can't compare, cause this gift I got is so, so rare. Record that to the record, call for the record. Just remember that I'm not just talking for the record. Record that to the record, call for the record. Just remember that I'm not just talking for the record. Just for the record, people start running their mouth, talking reckless, when they know that's not what they about. For the record, if I say it, believe I did it, so don't come talking like your head won't be splitted. For the record, I've been in the studio with those you listen to, and they just as fake as you. And for the record, I'm the best there is, and will be the best there was. You don't believe me, just listen to the record.
Like that, tell me, hey, did you really hear the rip that, man? That's for the record. And for the record, no, I ain't giving this up. No, I'ma milk this rap game till I get my bucks. And for the record, no, we ain't getting played out. International lingo representing the South. And for the record, no, I don't fear no man. No, you X me out, it's just in God's plan. And for the record, yeah, I keep the baddest women. No one paid them a thing but a little attention. And for the record, yeah, I'm a real ass dude. If I owe you, I'ma pay my dues. And for the record, yeah, I hit the block before. Okay. Started moving them trees, started moving the coke. And for the record, no, I ain't proud about it. Made from the same talk, just a way up out of it. For the record, y'all rappers ain't fooling me.
Nope.
Renting them cars in that jewelry. And for the record, why y'all wanna play these games? Sam, keep my peeps in the mental chain. For the record, this is a hot ass track. Yeah, the kind of stuff that bring hip hop on back. For the record, yeah, we just dropped them hits.
With
this something popping, always in the mix. And for the record, the game here is straight concrete. Y'all Fisher Price hammers ain't breaking me.
And for the record, people start running their mouth. Just for the record, when they know that's not what they about.
Just for the record,
if I say it, believe I did it.
Just for the record,
I'm talking like your head won't be split.
Just for the record,
I've been in the studio with those who listen.
For the record,
I control this like Diddy. Take digital straight, make them feel shitty.
For the record, better believe your kid. Get my breath be stinking cause I spit that shit.
My mouth with Clorox cause my flow is nasty. I use double meaning cause not a thing is bad.
Get them for the record, all tricks ain't fooling me. Talking about that you're pivot but you pay for cool.
Anything that I say is automatically played. They focus on me like a microscope when I'm on a mic.
And so the record, y'all whack MC. I'm here to take the garbage out to the back street.
And for the record, and for the record, and for the record,
It's for the record. It's for the record.
Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio Live with our health and wellness segment coming to you live out of Chesapeake, Virginia tonight with Dee Dee, brought to you by Massages for Life.
Good evening, good evening. Tonight I wanted to replay a segment that I already spoke about. This was earlier in our episodes, maybe like 4 or 5, and it was on preventative health care. Please forgive me if I have a little melancholy in my voice. Again, I don't know DJ Law personally, but I am just affected by death, period, and just to know that, you know, he left a family behind. So I have my own personal story. So just forgive my mood, but I'm going to do my best to get through it with a smile. Again, preventative health care is what I want to address tonight, particularly in relation to preventing illnesses and disease. It is a process of making small, regular decisions and taking positive action on health, diet, exercise, and lifestyle. These actions give your body the best chance at remaining healthy and longevity for many, many years, and brings the most benefit. The most important part of preventative health care is maintaining good health habits. This includes daily exercise, weight control, proper nutrition, avoidance of smoking and drug abuse, abstinence from or moderation of alcohol use, proper control of any diseases or disorders such as high blood pressure, diabetes, high levels of cholesterol or blood cholesterol. In addition to these habits, there are some other professional services that may prove worthwhile in either preventing or at least minimizing disease. Things such as periodic screenings of adults for specific problems, things such as pap smears for women, breast self-examinations for men and women. Women breast exams are called mammograms, and so men have mammograms as well. It's not as often as women.
We have what?
Mammograms.
What's a mammogram?
It's an exam that women over 40 normally take once a year to test for any type of cancer cells in their breast.
Okay. And then you said men have them too?
Yes.
In our breasts?
Yes. Example, Richard Brown.
I'm sorry if I sound ignorant, but I'm thinking that it's a whole bunch of men at home sounding ignorant like me talking about, huh?
Yeah, I understand.
Educator.
Because it's not widely known. It's not talked about often. It's not like you see a bunch of commercials. However, it is something out there. And I'm going to give you an example, and most men can identify with this particular man, Richard Roundtree, Shaft. He is a breast cancer survivor. He has had breast cancer, believe it or not. So, yeah, it's out there for men as well, but there are exams, just like a woman, you know, to get that tested. They have testicular self-exams, and that's definitely for men, prostate cancer screening. They have cholesterol screening for men and women, colon cancer screening. Blood pressure screening. Definitely make sure you get your annual checkups and physicals. Men and women, it's not just okay to say, oh, well, I feel healthy, I'm okay, I haven't had any colds, I can bypass this year. Go to your primary care physician, go to the clinic, get a checkup once a year. Make sure everything is in good working order. Ladies, go have your pap smears once a year. Just because you figure, oh, everything look okay down there, I don't smell anything, that may not be the case. When you go for a pap smear, they test for several other things. You just don't go to make sure it's smelling okay or it's, you know, still looking good. So make sure you pay close attention to your body and take your health with great care and great consideration, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to be here to leave a legacy or leave an inheritance or to see your family or your kids grow up. So it's very, very important. And I know sometimes it's harder said than done, just depending on what you're going through or where how life takes you. But your health is definitely important. I'm speaking from my own experiences. You have to make sure that you maintain a healthy lifestyle so that you can take care of your responsibilities that God has blessed you with. So, again, many diseases can be prevented, such as diabetes, obesity, heart disease, high blood pressure, cholesterol. All sorts of things can be prevented just by going to get screening, yearly testing, just knowing your body and paying attention to yourself. Prevention is key. We don't want to wait until we get something or it's here and we can't get rid of it, or they give us that sentence where there's nothing else that we can do for you. Let's take the first step and try to prevent these things as opposed to treating them when they get here.
Absolutely. Ms. Willingham, we appreciate the report coming out of Chesapeake, Virginia tonight. Folks, it is 1:38 a.m. in London. It is 1:39 here in Tampa, Florida. You can jump on at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, and we will be glad to talk to you. Jump on in.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't got a brag, homie, see my diamond.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman, with my co-host Toya out of Newcastle, Delaware, Dee Dee out of Chesapeake, Virginia tonight, and CeeLo out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We got the East Coast on lock. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida, and we got about 16 minutes left in the show. Tonight, we've been honoring the life and career of the world-famous Buddha Brother number one, my big homie DJ Law. Man, the one thing I remember is I remember the big dudes. See, I worked with the big DJ Law back in the day. I worked with Big B when he was like 300 pounds back in the day. And Law wasn't, if he wasn't 300, he was close to it. These were some big dudes. That's how they got the name, the Buddha Brothers. And they used to give out Buddha sacks on the radio. The Buddha sacks consisted of, like, CDs and trinkets. That's really, that whole Buddha Brother thing really blew up. And then these dudes got really health conscious. They understood that the weight was, like, you know, really, really a danger to their health. And they lost a tremendous amount of weight, to where when you saw them in the street, you almost didn't even recognize them. But now we have the vision of the slimmer Buddha Brothers, you know, not the big Buddha Brothers anymore. So, I mean, man, we've had some experiences. The Buddha Brothers have absolutely had an impact on us. DJ Law, man, we are going to absolutely miss you. But you have left a legacy that will live on for a long time.
Yes, without a
doubt. For a very long time.
It's just, I know it's going to take a minute for everybody to, you know, to get it back together, but, yeah, we got to go forward. Must move forward.
Absolutely have to go forward. I mean, the reality is, you know, we all have to go away from here at some point, you know. Some have left way before their time, you know, but who are we to say when it's their time, you know? I mean, we love each other. We don't want to see each other go away. But at the end of the day, you know, we all have to go away at some point. The question is, what have we done with the life we were given? You know, what did we do? You know, what did we do? And it's important to me to become more of a servant, you know, and I'm not talking about a slave. I'm just talking about really trying to be a blessing to others. You know, and everything that I do, in any way, you know, I can, you know, I'm really trying to help people, help somebody. I want to be missed when I'm gone. You know, I want my life to have meant something when I leave this earth. And again, DJ Law, your life has absolutely meant something to many people. And we just wanted to take some time to, you know, to kind of honor and kind of make this entire show a tribute to DJ Law, Buddha Brothers number one, Buddha Brother number one, you know, from WOWI North for 103 Jams Radio back in VA. We got about 12 minutes left in the show. Ladies, any final comments?
I'm blown, like, really. It's like,
yeah,
it really throws you into, it throws you into, like, reflective mode. It throws you into, It created so many different emotions. You know, it's like you want to move forward and but mourn at the same time. You know, it's
absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to know something that's real ironic? On Saturday, I was on my way to class, and I was driving. And you know, normally Buddha Brothers comes on Monday through Friday. They open up, you know, start the morning off right, 5:30 in the morning. And I thought it was a little odd, right? I was like, ooh, I hear the Buddha Brothers on Saturday, and they was having a Best of Buddha Brothers morning.
Wow.
I said, well, you know, I said, that's cool because I don't get to hear them on Saturdays. You normally hear someone else, another personality on Saturdays, which is all cool. You
so
know?
What was it, the best? Was it the Best of the Morning Show?
Yeah, it was like the Best of the Morning Show, yes.
Really?
On Saturday. They had a – and I was like, wow. They don't know. They never – you normally don't get a vanilla, like it's a holiday weekend or something like that, and maybe, But this past Saturday, on my way to class, a normal Saturday, not a holiday, they had the Best of the Buddha Brothers morning show. And I was like, oh, this is great. I get to hear it before I go to class. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I just thought
that is totally ironic.
Yeah.
That is totally ironic. Totally. Somebody knew, you know, knew something. Maybe before they knew something. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's get into this song right here, this new one. I know we introduced this last week. It's the new one from Dawn Rashad and her boo, Q Mosley. If anybody's wondering what's going on with Q, Q was in Day 26. He got kicked out, but he's working on a project right now, a solo project, I believe. So more from Q coming up in a little while, but let's jump into this joint right now. It's Free Fallin', Dawn Rashad and Q Mosley, TM Hunter Radio Live. We'll be right back.
I feel like I'm letting go. Forever, my heart is going to start.
We're back. TM Hyman Radio Live, Free Fallin'. That's Dawn and Q. More from them, hopefully. That's a pretty good track right there. It is 2:53 a.m. tomorrow in Paris. It is 8:54 now here in Tampa, Florida, 8:54 in Norfolk, Virginia, home of WOWI Norfolk 103 Jams. Tonight we've been reflecting on the life and career of our beloved brother, DJ Law, who passed away today from a heart attack in Newport News, Virginia, an icon in radio who will tremendously be missed. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us tonight. We've got like 5 minutes left in the show. Closing comments. Toya, you've been quiet. I know, you know, you're not from the city. You may not be that familiar with Wowie, but I'm sure you listen to 103 Jams when you've come in and out of the city. So, you know, any closing comments tonight?
Yeah, I am familiar with 103, and I have actually listened to the Buddha Brothers show a few times. I don't know them, of course, as well as you guys do, being as though you're from Virginia. But, you know, just like with any other loss, you know, it's a sad thing, especially when it's not expected. So just prayers and condolences go out to you. I know he was a personal friend of yours, to his family and friends and those people that he worked closely with. Sounds like it was a great loss even for the community and not just radio. So, you know, sad time, but everyone that's worked with him will take something from, you know, what they've actually learned from being around him. So,
yeah,
absolutely,
definitely,
absolutely. Thank you for your report tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night here at TM Hyman Radio Live. Dee Dee, what you got? Closing comments?
Dee Dee really don't have any closing comments. As I sit here and continue to listen and listen and listen, it's just my heart just gets heavier and heavier. I really don't. Besides the fact that live every day to the fullest, you know, praise God, keep him first and foremost, if that's what you do. Live every day to the fullest. Find out what your purpose is. Fulfill it. Be a blessing. Don't be missed, like Terrence said. Want to be missed. Impact people. Give as much as you possibly can. Give, give, give. Just, you know, make your life, make every day mean something. You leave an inheritance. Prepare to leave an inheritance. Prepare to leave a legacy. Take all these things into account. Life don't have to be serious. However, life is serious. You know what I mean? You don't have to be serious every single day, but life is a serious thing. And you know, when it comes unexpectedly, you know, I guess you get, you know, a lot of things come on you at one time, and like you said earlier, the last thing you want to do is burden your family with being unprepared. So prepare.
Absolutely.
I guess if I had to say
absolutely
something, closing words, prepare.
And I just like to say, yes, it's good to prepare, but I'll say for those out there that don't know how to prepare, you can either go, you know, go online and look up, you know, will, like how to draw up wills, or who in, you know, in your local area could help you with a will, or, you know, property, or even setting, you know, funeral arrangements and so forth. Get with other family members, you know, reach out, ask for help if you don't know. And and don't take anybody for granted, you know.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because, I mean, we can say life is short, but then we don't know how long that is, you know. So
We do not know. And, folks, tonight, again, thank you for listening. Thanks for joining us. We are just saying rest in peace to the beloved DJ Law, a popular morning personality at 103 Jams. WOWI Norfolk VA died this afternoon from a heart attack. Law was 40 years old, folks. Health, wellness, all of that, very, very important. He will be missed. Our hearts, our prayers go out to friends and family. And we're going to leave you tonight with Wanda Johnson. This is called My Tribute. God bless everybody. Good night. TM Hyman Radio Live. We love you.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude for that I am and ever hope to be. Yeah, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the being he has done with his blood, he has saved.